Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So today I speak to Arusha Nima. She's a 17-year-old student entrepreneur. She's created an AI-based virtual personal assistant called Aru. It's basically a one-stop solution to integrate any application to various interfaces and modes of communications. Exciting stuff. So in this episode, she talks about how it all got started, how she gets customers, learning to code, what motivates her. She also gives us a demonstration as well. And she talks about balancing her school life with her startup, pitching to investors, lessons learned so far. And finally, she talks about her love of physics. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Rushi. Thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
Please tell the listeners what you do.
All right. So basically, I'm working in a startup right now, and it's called The Smart Interface. And what we are building right now is a virtual robot that we call Aru. And it's a robot that would help BPO companies, basically. Like, so for example, if there's a school ERP that integrates to our platform, so any user can ask any information in a really, it's a really secure sort of a connection. So basically, if I need to know my student, my ward's fee details, or maybe if I want to know what my result is, or maybe if I want to know where my bus is right now, I can easily get such information through any commonly used interface. Like, everyone has a phone, and therefore maybe they have Siri or Google Assistant or anything. So they can ask Siri or Google Assistant or maybe Alexa or Cortana any queries that they need regarding schools. It could be regarding their electricity, maybe like what their meter reading is or how much electricity they've consumed till now. Yeah.
Awesome. And what inspired you to do this? What was a light bulb moment?
Well, as a kid, I was obsessed with Jarvis, Iron Man's Jarvis. So in the beginning, I really wanted to build something like that, you know. But then later when I actually got onto the research and, you know, the R&D and everything, it kind of seemed a bit hard. And I also discussed it with my mentors, and they were like, okay, with your skill set right now, I don't think that it's really that feasible. And so that's why we narrowed it down to school problems. That's because I already see those problems going on with a lot of people right now. So yeah, that's why we narrowed it down to schools. And like, our first customer basically has this building like this energy management system. So yeah, we're working on that right now.
What were the early days like? How did you get started with this?
Right. So actually, my major inspiration was my father. So he also worked on a few startups before, and he also keeps telling me about what not he went through and his journey through it. And I also wanted to go through something like that. And you know, people usually say, okay, student, you're a student, you have to study, and like, that's all you have to do. But I mean, like, I was like, no, this is not what I want. I mean, of course I have to do it, but I want to do more. So I spoke to my dad about it, and he was like, yeah, I mean, like, let's try to do something. And I told him what was in my mind. I thought, like, yeah, I want to make a Jarvis equivalent and everything. And like, I discussed it with him, and yeah, that's how I went about doing it.
Great. Is it multi-platform then?
It's actually a single platform which can be connected to a lot of applications on one end, and it has like a lot of commonly used interface on the other end. So you can manage like the platform in the middle, and like a lot of applications on one end and a lot of interfaces on the other end, like Cortana or like Google Assistant or Alexa and all that.
Great stuff. If you can give a demonstration, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Talk to Aru robot.
All right. Getting the test version of Aru robot.
Welcome. I'm your personal assistant. I can help you to talk to your various applications. Please authenticate before connecting any application.
Authorize me.
What is your mobile number?
1111.
Tell me your password and OTP.
X.
Welcome, Arushi. You successfully connected with Aru robot. Now you are allowed to use any authorized application.
Connect prepaid test.
Successful connected. I am ready to answer queries for DPSRKP.
Alright, who is my class teacher?
Your class teacher is Alinda Roller. Your class teacher mobile no is +917259830855.
Give me the student details.
Your ward Arushi Nima is in class 12 and section A.
Give me my fee details.
Total fees for Arushi is 100,000. Due date for paying fees is the 31st of July 2019.
Who is my physics teacher?
Your physics teacher is Ritu Garg and mobile no is +917259830844.
Alright, exit.
Good stuff. Thank you. Are you doing this on your own then? Do you have a team?
Yeah, I have a small team. We're just like four or five of us. It's me and my father also really helps me a lot with all of this.
Are you the coder then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you find the coding side of things?
I really love it. Initially I really wasn't that interested. But later when I actually got into it, I learned Java first. And when I actually got into it, I was just like, whoa, this is amazing. I mean, I loved it. And that's when I launched into learning a lot of other languages as well. And that's a lot of fun, trying to crack all those problems. And especially the fact that you're going to help a lot of people with this, it's really good.
How did you learn to code?
First I learned Java in school. It was a part of my curriculum. But then the curriculum was sort of a bit limited. So I wanted to learn more. So I took up a few online courses as well. So yeah, that's how I learned.
And what are your thoughts on learning, things like AI and voice applications and stuff like that?
I feel it's really important because, that's where the future is moving to right now. Everything is being automated and everything uses, a lot of things use AI and everything. And it also makes life easier as well. So I feel AI and all of that is really important.
Are you getting into machine learning as well?
Yeah, I recently started this course on AI. AI, it's a Stanford's course. Mm-hmm. I just started doing that right now.
Is it all theory work then?
Yeah, it's mostly math. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of math. And it's actually fun because, you're actually applying what you learned. And the surprising thing about it is it's what I've learned in school. And it's applying to something that is so valued right now. So, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Obviously, it's early days. Have you thought of business models? How will you make money out of this?
So we're targeting small and medium businesses. And we're planning to partner with school because my main focus is around school. So we'd take maybe some subscription charges and charge on monthly basis as well.
What do your teachers and fellow students think of what you're doing?
My friends in the beginning, they didn't think I was serious. They thought it was some project or just something, I'd do for a month or two or something. They weren't serious. But then later when they got to know, they were really motivating. They were really happy and proud, and they gave really good feedback as well. And I was really happy about it. And my teachers also, they were really surprised at first. But then they really support me and they keep asking me frequently how are things going and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that's good stuff. Mm-hmm. So what motivates you then to do this?
Initially, as I told you before, it was Iron Man who sort of got me into building all techie stuff and everything. Then later, my father also got me into it, and I also did a few research by myself. I was really fascinated by Alexa and Google Assistant and everything. And I was I want to do something related to this. And I'm even interested in doing a bit of robotics and stuff. So, yeah.
Guess so. So are you using live data at the moment then?
We just use dummy data right now. We're just using dummy data right now. Right. We don't have actual.
Okay, cool. And what's the plans for the future then? What's next on the roadmap then?
For now, we've created a prototype for schools. Hmm. So we're planning to get this to my school first and maybe pilot it in a few schools for testing. Mm-hmm. And we already have our first customer and a lot of people, he demonstrates his application through our through our system. So, like, you know, a lot of people like it. So I'm getting a lot of positive feedback also. So I guess I'll carry on with this as well.
Good stuff. I mean, obviously it's things like, you know, privacy seems to be quite big at the moment. What are your thoughts on that then?
I mean, like, it's important that things be secure. Like, I mean, obviously you can't have a lot of people access all your information. So that's what we're building. Like, you know, we have like a really safe sort of platform, it's a really safe platform. You're like, you wouldn't have a lot of people accessing your information. And it's also like, it's not really much of a hassle. Like, you know, you log on to like some website or an app and then you type in like 100 things and then you get access to your information. It's pretty simple, but it's secure.
Mm-hmm. So how are you balancing your like schoolwork and this project as well? Must be quite difficult.
yeah, it sure is. But it's actually like, I kind of like study all day long in school. Like, I study hard in school, but once I come home, I sort of get into my, business stuff and like learn and do my courses and everything. Cause I'm doing like quite a few courses right now. So like, I study hard in school, but when I come back home, I'm all into entrepreneurship and it's like a total transformation, you know, like.
Yeah. So how many hours do you spend on this project then? Would you say in a week?
I'd say 4 to 5 hours on a daily basis. I mean, like, it's still in a development stage right now, so it does require a lot of time. So yeah, I guess 5 hours per day. I'd say 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. So you mentioned customer validation. Sort of to our listeners, how would you go about doing that? Do you have any experiences of doing that on your project?
So basically, like, I put like my post on LinkedIn. That was like the first time I actually showed it to so many people, and it was really good. It went trending for some time also, and I had a lot of positive response. I had a lot of people coming and asking like if I needed help as well, and also I spoke at TAI, which is like an entrepreneurship network sort of, and they also really liked my idea and everything. So. Yeah.
How did you find talking in front of like Thai people?
It was really good because that was like the first time I was like actually standing in front of so many people and not just people. They were like really successful entrepreneurs as well, and like pitching in front of them and like those people appreciating what I did. They actually clapped and everything, and it just felt really, really like really good. Like, it was really, and plus like my father was also there and like he was really proud, so that also felt really good.
Did he give you any advice?
My father really, like, whenever I'm down or whenever I'm like, you know like a bit demotivated or something, like my father's like the main person who kind of gets me out of it.
Will you scale this project then?
I'd say it does have a really broad application, but I really don't want to jump into the broad part right now because, you know, like, I need to focus on like the smallest of details as well. Like, and that's why we narrowed it down to just schools right now. But obviously, we're open to like a lot of other fields as well. So since like I'm seeing like the problems faced by schools, so like, you know, I know what to solve right now. Like obviously, if I get to know about other problems, I would love to work on them as well.
On the development side, yeah. Any sort of mistakes looking back that you've made when building this application?
Yeah, actually, like, first, when I initially thought of the idea, like I told you, it was Jarvis, and like I was like, really, yes, I'm going to build something like that. But then when I actually looked into it, it was too broad, you know, like, it was too big right now, and like I didn't know where to start, what to do. But then later, that's when my mentors came in and helped me, and they helped me narrow it down to like one part. And then so it's like you take it step by step, basically. Like, don't just be like, yeah, we're going to do everything. And like, obviously, we will do it, but like, take it step by step. So like, first I was just like, okay, I'm going to do this and that and that and this. So that was really something.
So you're still at school. What is it you're going to do after you leave school then?
I'm planning to pursue education in the US after this, because I feel the US would be like a really good place for my startup to grow. So yeah, I'm targeting a few schools in US, mm-hmm. and I really hope I get in there because, you know, everything's going to happen this year. So it's like a really crucial year for me right now.
What's your dream school then? Where do you want to go?
Well, of course, MIT and Stanford and everything. Everyone wants to go there. Yeah.
Good stuff. Excellent. I hope you get there. Jeff, yeah. Like favorite startups?
Yeah. So basically, there's this person in India called Ritesh Agarwal. And he founded OYO Rooms. And he was also really young when he founded it. And that sort of really inspired me as well. Like, it's basically, you can book hotels and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, the fact that he founded it at such a young age. And, like, I really love it when the young entrepreneurs around. Like, you know, and when they build stuff, I really, like, dive into it.
Mm-hmm. If you had a coffee with him, what question would you ask?
First, I'd ask him about how he went about doing things, you know, like it's kind of hard for me as well. Like, I need to, like, talk to a lot of people and stuff, like how they go about doing things, like, you know, balancing school and home and of course work and everything. So I'd ask him how he did it at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. Last few questions then. What's been the best advice you've been given then?
Okay, so this was basically from my father. So what he had said was, like, I was really unhappy and, like, really upset about this, demotivating and sort of upsetting incident. And, like, usually what he says is that you don't really think much about what happened in the past. I mean, it's done, there's no use mulling over it right now. Just do what you can do best from where you're standing right now. So I guess, like, that's something that I really keep close.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Do you actually like school?
Yeah, like, I like school because, like, you know, I get to meet my friends and stuff. And, like even learning is fun sometimes because I have really good teachers. So, like, you know, they're really friendly. And it's like, some classes are a bit, you know.
Books or blogs you want to recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, so I actually first started out with, like, fictional, and I was really into fiction, like Harry Potter and everything. And, like, recently one of my friends, they gave me this book by Stephen Hawking, because I really love physics, and it's called Brief Answers to Big Questions, and I love this book. It's all about black holes and, you know, artificial intelligence outsmarting people and everything. So it's like colonizing space. It's a lot of fun. I really love this book.
Wow. Do you think we will colonize space? Do you think we'll be people living on Mars?
Well, I wouldn't say it's impossible. It could happen. I mean, like, there's a lot of, you know, things happening around, a lot of developments. So I wouldn't say it's impossible.
Actually, we talked about the development side. What about the design side? Because obviously it's more of a conversational AI that you're designing.
It's like you can access, like, you can access, like, multiple, like, as in the demo I showed you, it's like they're accessing their energy management system as well as their school system through, like, one interface. And this is, like, an interface which is available almost anywhere. Like, everyone has a Google Assistant on their phone, right? So, like, it's like multiple applications on one platform, sort of. Like, a lot of... Mm-hmm.
What was the hardest bit about this project then, you think?
The architecture. It was really hard to get on with that because it's like, I think we also had to think about the fact that there might be a lot of people using it, and it's like multiple applications and, like, multiple interfaces, and, like, you know, getting all of that to work in sync and that too fast. It has to be fast. I mean, obviously it can't take, like, a lot of time to, you know, get the response and everything. So, like, designing the architecture was really, really hard and challenging.
Yeah. Why use Java then? Why start with that programming language?
Because I was really comfortable with it. It was the first programming language I had learned. So I was quite, like, I've been learning Java. Like, I mean, I've been coding in Java for, like, I guess 4 or 5 years now. So, like, I was really comfortable with that. So, yeah.
Are you building anything else, or are you going to stick with this project?
For now, I'm sticking with this project. It's like, really big right now. So, and, like, we're really in a really, it's like a really good stage right now. So, yeah.
So, if I spoke to you this time next year, how many schools do you think it'll be in, or how many sales do you think you'd have?
Well, I mean, for sure, I'd be, like, totally, like,
you'd be in America
and everything. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, so I guess maybe I'd set up a team as well. Like, I already have, like these really good people on my team right now who, like, really helped me through this whole thing. So, yeah, I'll leave it to them.
What excites you most about what you're doing then?
Well, the fact that you get to learn so many things, you know, it's actually fun. Like, I don't know, maybe some, like, it's really fun, like, balancing school along with this. Some people might find it to be a burden, but I feel it's actually fun, you know, like, coming across these challenges and even, like, the road bumps that you come across. It's kind of like fun to crack through the problems and stuff.
So you're an entrepreneur. What advice would you give our listeners who are entrepreneurs as well?
Well, for one, I'd say if you actually have an idea, then you shouldn't wait for other people to. I mean, like come on, the new idea is coming up every single day, so you shouldn't really wait for your idea and like, okay, this is going to be the right time. Like, if you have an idea, you really should get out with it and get it validated and like meet people, share it so that you can actually, and like, you know, of course, entrepreneurship is all about helping people and like, you know, betterment of society and everything. So, you know, those kind of things really can't wait. So yeah, you know, like, get on with it. Like, you know, you shouldn't have like barriers like age or gender or anything as such.
Good stuff. And do you have any hobbies and interests? Away from entrepreneurship.
Yeah, of course. Like, I love
watching Avengers.
Yeah, watching Avengers. Of course, I watch it any day, anytime. Then I love watching. There are various TV shows that I watch, and I love playing the guitar as well. Like, I started learning it a few months back, and yeah, sometimes I love cooking with my mom as well. That's also one thing that I really enjoy.
Good stuff. Okay, last question then for people who want more information on you, on your what you're building. How do they connect? Uh-huh.
Oh, well, one, there's LinkedIn, of course. Then there's my mail and everything on that. So I guess you can just mail me in and I would be more than happy to connect back.
Good stuff. Arushi, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
I wish you all the best. Thank you now. Thanks to Arushi for coming on the show today. Thank you for listening and supporting the podcast, and I should be back next week. If you're building something super exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet at IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Love to get. Thank you and goodbye.